我们这时候就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是为所有信徒所做正义的辩护。
Good morning, warm greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名啊，向大家来问安。
We know that we live in a world where the devil is in control.
我们知道我们是活在这样的一个世界，是在魔鬼所掌控的底下。
Suffering for Jesus Christ is part of our calling.
为耶稣基督来受苦是我们呼召我们蒙召的一部分。
The enemies of God and of Christians will persecute us.
那神的仇敌基督徒的仇敌会继续的来逼迫我们。
One of the most common ways of persecution is to attack your person.
一个常见逼迫的方式就是攻击你的人格。
The devil will want to do anything to stop you from a faithful witness for Christ.
仇敌是想方设法的要来攻击你，来拦阻你继续的来服侍基督。
That was exactly what the Apostle Paul encountered in Acts chapter 24.
那这正是使徒保罗他在使徒行传第24章所面对的。
The Sanhedrin Council hated the Apostle Paul.
犹太公会他们就是恨恶使徒保罗。
Every Jew was supposed to be subjected to the rule of the Sanhedrin Council.
每一个犹太人本当是就是必须是服在这犹太公会的治理底下。
In this particular instance, they wanted the Apostle Paul killed.
那在这一幕这一件这里的这一幕，他们是要就是杀害使徒保罗。
Paul had to appeal to the law of Rome to protect himself.
那保罗需要就是借着罗马的这个律的法律来保护自己。
The law of Rome superseded the law of the Sanhedrin Council.
罗马的这个法律是高过这犹太公会的权柄。
And so the Apostle Paul asserted his right as a Roman citizen. He appealed to Caesar.
因此使徒保罗他就是提出他这罗马公民的身份，那他就是向这凯撒该撒来上诉。
He did that in chapter 25.
那他在第25章他就上诉该撒。
In chapter 24, we have the beginning.
那在24章这里这是这事的开始。
The governor at the time was Felix.
当时候的巡抚是腓力士。
2 years from this incident, Felix will be replaced by Festus.
那这是发生之后的两年，这腓力士将会被腓斯度来取代。
You find that in verse 27.
那就在27节让我们看到。
So what should we do when we need to defend ourselves?
那我们当我们需要来维护自己的时候，我们当做什么呢？
First and foremost, we must know when to defend ourselves and when we do not need to defend ourselves.
首先我们必须知道说在什么情况下我们当来维护自己，什么情况下我们不需要维护自己。
When it comes to the reputation And if you can, you need to defend yourself.
当来到声誉啊名誉的这一方面，那如果你能的话，你就应当要来就是维护自己。
The Apostle Paul did that in many of the epistles when the false teachers attack his person.
那使徒保罗就在许多的书信里面让我们看到他就是为着自己来辩护，当这些假教师攻击他的时候他就来辩护。
They attack his office as an apostle.
他们攻击他的这个职分身为使徒的这个职分。
If he had not done anything, his ministry would have been destroyed.
如果他不做任何的回应他的服事就会被毁坏了。
The gospel he preached and the ministry that the Lord used him to found would have been destroyed.
他所传扬的福音以及神借着他所建立的这些的事工都会被毁坏掉。
It was not for personal gain or benefit.
那这不是为着个人的利益来谋求个人的利益。
It was for the cause of Christ.
那这是为着基督的缘故。
In this particular account in Acts 24, it was a little different.
那在这里，在使徒行传第24章这里是稍微有点不同。
It was the will and the work of God in Paul's life that was affected.
是神在保罗身上的旨意受到影响。
Paul knew that he would be sent to Rome to minister there as the Lord had instructed him.
保罗知道说他将会被送到罗马去在那里来服侍神，因为他得到神这样的指示。
So he will have to speak upAnd to prevent these enemies from taking his life.
因此他需要开声来拦阻这些仇敌来伤害他的生命。
He was not afraid of dying.
他不是怕死。
He just wanted the will of God to be completed in his life.
他只是期盼神在他身上的旨意能够来成就。
Because he knew he still had some work to do for the Lord.
因为他知道说他仍然需要为主来做一些事情。
You know what happened when Paul was in Rome?
你知道当保罗在罗马的时候有什么事情发生吗？
While he was in Rome, the Lord used him to give us the prison epistles.
当他在罗马的时候主就使用他来把这监狱的书信赐给我们。
The book of Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Philemon are all prison epistles.
哥罗西书以弗所书腓利门书还有这些提摩太前后书，这些都是就是监狱的书信。
If he had been killed, those epistles would not have been written for our blessing.
如果他被杀害，那些的书信就不会被写下，我们就不能够从中来蒙福了。
Of course, Paul did not know about all these epistles. We only know from hindsight when we look back.
当然保罗在当时候他不知道关于这些书信的事情我们是就是事后孔明我们在事情发生之后往后看我们发觉到。
So let us learn from the Apostle Paul how to defend ourselves for the cause of Christ.
然后我们来从保罗来身上来学习我们应当是怎么样的为着基督来就是为自己来辩护。
Do not defend yourself for personal glory or personal gain, please.
让我们都不要为着自己的利益、自己的荣耀来辩护。
We must decrease, Christ must increase.
我们当衰微，基督应当兴旺。
So the first thing we see from verse 10 to verse 13 is clarify falsehood.
在第十节到第十三节，我们所看到的就是要来把这事情的这错误或者虚假指出来。
So Paul, after the governor had called him to speak, he answered, "For as much as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city, neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me."
那在巡抚他的引准底下，那保罗就说话了。那他就说，我知道你在这国里断事多年，所以我乐意为自己分数。你查问就可知道，从我上耶路撒冷礼拜到今日，不过有12天，他们并没有看见我在殿里，或在会堂里，或是在城里和人辩论，耸动众人。他们现在所告我的事，并不能对你证实了。
One thing we note is when a person tells the truth, he is able to give specific details.
我们知道的一件事是当一个人把事实说出来的时候，那他是能够把一些事情的细节给讲述出来。
Those who tell lies, they are very good in speaking only things that are very vague and very general.
那些说谎言的人啊，他们就是很有技巧的啊，只是说一些是非常表面的一些事情。
The Apostle Paul first and foremost addressed Felix appropriately.
那首先保罗就是尊敬的来就是称呼腓力士。
There was no flattery in contrast to what Tertullus, the representative of the Sanhedrin Council, did in the earlier verses.
那他并没有说什么奉承吹捧的话，不像在之前这个帖土罗就是犹太公会所请来的人他所说的。
He was respectful, but he was not a flatterer.
那保罗是很尊敬的来对待这巡抚但是他却不是在那里吹捧他。
And so the first thing Paul did after the initial respectful introduction, he said, "It happened 12 days ago." He was very specific.
那在他称呼之后，那尊重的称呼之后，那他就说到说这事情不过就是只有12天啊，他是非常精确的来说。
It was not last month or last year. It was very recent.
这不是上一个月或者是去年而是只是最近而已。
That means we all could remember exactly what happened, because if it is months ago, we may forget.
也就是说我们应当都能够记得所发生的一切因为如果是好几个月前，可能我们都忘了。
And he went to Jerusalem to worship.
他去耶路撒冷去敬拜。
If you recall chapter 23, it was during the correct season where the Nazarenes went there for cleansing.
如果你记得的话，那是一个恰当的时机，就是那些拿细尔人去还愿的时候。
And Felix understood the customs of the Jews.
腓力士他明白犹太人的习俗
because his wife Drusilla was a Jewess according to verse 24.
因为按照二十四节，他的妻子土西拉他是一个犹太人。
And then the Apostle Paul categorically denied in verse 12, all the allegations. There was no quarrel, there was no disputing, there was no argument.
保罗就很直截了当的，就是破斥他们的指责，就说在当中是没有任何的辩论，没有任何耸动人的这些事情。
And in verse 13, he declared.They just simply make sweeping statements without facts, without witnesses or any data.
第十三节他就这样的表明说他们不过就是没有任何的根据这样的胡乱的指控。
Clarifying the falsehood is important.
我们要来把一些这些虚假指出来那是重要的。
Because that...will take all the arguments of the enemies away.
因为那将能够挪去仇敌的各样的辩论。
Now the Apostle Paul could have just simply stopped at verse 13 if he were to defend his own name.
如果保罗是为着维护自己的声誉，他可能就能只要到来到第十三节，他就可以停止了。
But he took the opportunity to share Christ.
然后他却借着这机会来分享基督。
After clarifying the falsehood from verse 14 to verse 21, you notice that he declares the spiritual.
那当他把他那些虚假指出来之后，那他在第14到21节我们看到说他把这属灵的方面指出来。
And so verse 14 to verse 21, he shared with them the resurrection of Christ.
在14到21节他就与他们来分享关于耶稣基督的复活。
Basically, he wanted to preach the gospel to Felix.
基本上他就是要来向腓力士来传福音。
And so he turned something that was negative, which was a desire to kill him, into an opportunity to share the gospel with Felix. Where do you think he will find that kind of opportunity?
他就是借着这机会，那把原本是很负面的要伤害他的事情，他却在这个时候他把它扭转过来，那把他就是使他成为传讲福音的机会，我们要去哪里找到这样的机会呢？
And this is what we must do.
那这正是我们当做的。
Turning the attack into an opportunity to share Christ.
那把那攻击就是扭转过来，成为我们分享基督的机会。
This is what it means by understanding the sovereignty of God in our lives.
那这也是所谓明白神在我们身上的主权的意思。
And、so in verse 14, after he says in the first part up to verse 13, this I deny, but this I now confess. Verse 14.
第十四节他就说就是当他指着前面到第十三节的这些，他说这一切的事情前面这些我否认，不过呢接下来十四节说接下来这些我承认。
What they say about me breaking all the laws of the Jews, I deny.
那他们说我就是破坏犹太人的一些律法这些我否认。
I am not guilty, but this I am guilty of. Verse 14.
那些我并没有犯那些罪，不过十四节他说这些接下来这一个这些我的确是犯了。
But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets.
十四节他说我向你承认，就是他们所称为异端的道，我正按着那道 侍奉我祖宗的神，又信合乎律法和先知书上一切所记载的。
Basically the phrase the law and the prophets means the Old Testament.
这律法和先知基本上就是指着旧约圣经。
I worship the God of my fathers according to the Old Testament teachings.
我是按照旧约圣经的教导来侍奉来敬拜我祖宗的神。
Verse 15And have hoped toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust.
第十五节他说，并靠着神，盼望死人无论善恶都要复活。
In other words, he's saying, the Apostle Paul is saying, The Sanhedrin Council members, they also believe actually what I believe, what I teach.
那保罗也说他们自己也有这个盼望，也就是说他们也相信我所教导的这一些。
They allow means they do not see it as criminal. It is not unlawful.
那这里他是说他们有同有这个盼望，意思是说他们不认为这是由有犯罪这是合乎律法的。
And in verse 16 he says, Herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. In other words, my life is blameless before God and before men. I did not do anything wrong.
第16节他说，我因此自己勉励对神对人长存无愧的良心。那换句话说，他是认为说他在神和人的面前都无可指摘。
I'm here just to preach the resurrection.
而我只是在这里来传讲复活的道理。
It is not against any law, especially our Old Testament.
这不是违反任何的律法特别是旧约的圣经。
And I also help to give alms, he says in verse 17. Now after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings. Is that wrong?
他也说我也奉献就在第十七节他说过了几年我带着周济本国的捐献和贡献的物上去那我这么做有什么错吗？
Whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult. There was no debate nor argument. I went there for spiritual cleansing like other Jews in Jerusalem from Asia.
他说正献的时候他们看见我在殿里已经洁净了那并没有什么聚众或者吵嚷的事情那我并没有做任何违法的。
Verse 19, who ought to have been here before thee an object if they ought against me. In other words, they can vouch for my testimony if they were here.
第十九节他说他们若有告我的事就应当在你面前来告我。那也意思说如果他们能够在场的话他们也能够来为他作证。
Or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day.
他继续就说，即或不然，这一些人若看出我站在公会前有妄为的地方，他们自己可以说明，纵然有。也不过是一句话就是我站在他们中间大声说我今日在你面前受审是为死人复活的道理。
Paul had no problem confessing that he believed and promoted the resurrection of the dead.
在保罗没有任何的就是保留他就是宣告说他相信死人复活。
But regarding all those things that they accused me of, recorded in the earlier verses of this chapter, ask them to present their witnesses.
那至于他们在之前对我其他的控诉，那你叫他们 来提出他们的这些证据的。
This is a doctrinal issue, not personal.
那在这里，这是关于教义的问题，不是个人的问题。
They want to attack me, Paul argued, and kill me.Because I want to preach the resurrection of the dead, which is taught in the law of Moses that they allow.
他们啊，就是要来杀害我啊，阻止我，就是来传讲摩西律法所教导的这一些也是他们所。所盼望、所知道、所相信的。
Paul was defending the truth of God, not himself.
保罗是在维护神的真道，而不是自己。
And that is something that you must bear in mind in your life.
这也是你在你生命中必须被提醒的。
That's why FEBC must defend herself.Because of the perfect Bible doctrine, not about the college, it's about the truth of God.
也因着这样，远东神学院必须是来维护那圣经完全蒙保守的这教义，是为着真理来辩护，不是为着学院本身。
And sometimes in your own life, when your ministry and the Word of God comes under attack, they will attack you.But behind it, they are actually attacking the ministry of Christ and the doctrine of Christ.
有的时候在你的生命中人也会为了要攻击你所教导的真理以及你的服事不过他们却表面上是攻击你其实他们就是攻击这些你应当来为着真理，为着教义来辩护。
But you must be very honest with yourself and not deceive yourself.
然而你却必须是坦诚的对待自己，而不是欺骗自己。
Paul was very clear that he was not defending his name or his body, but the honor of Christ and his doctrines.
那保罗很清楚，他不是为着自己的名誉或者是自己的身子，而是他是为着基督的真理来辩护。
Remember in Acts 20, some time back, he shared with Luke and all those who were with him, "I'm prepared not only to go to prison for Christ, but also to die for Christ." Remember?
还记得在第二十章的时候，他向其他的信徒，好像路加他们来说，他不但是愿意来为主来受苦被监禁，他更是愿意来为主受死。
And so after you have clarified the falsehood, then you declare the spiritual.Then the third and final aspect from verse 22 to 27, you must ignore the carnal.
我们就是首先必须指出错误来，然后之后就是把这属灵的方面提出来。那第三个方面就是我们应当避开那就是属肉体的。
Look at what happened in verse 22.
我们来看第二十二节。说些什么
And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, When Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him.
第二十二节腓力士本是详细晓得这道那就质问他们说且等千夫长吕西亚下来我要审断你们的事那于是吩咐百夫长看守保罗并宽待他那也不拦阻他的亲友来供给他
And so he said I will not make any decision even though he knew the decision was Paul should be let go and free
他在这里 意思说他不要下任何的判断啊，虽然他知道说他本当就是断定保罗是无罪，应该可以被释放的。
So he made the excuse of waiting for Lysias, the chief captain, to come and give his testimony.
他就找个借口，就是说要等千夫长吕西亚来让吕西亚就是提出他的见证。
In the meantime, in verse 23, he said, "Let Paul be free and let him have visitors to come and visit him."
那第23节他也同时就是说让保罗是就是有这样的一个自由，让就是保罗能够有这些要来探访他的人来造访。
And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul again, and then he heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And so Paul kept on sharing Christ, the spiritual declaration.
过了几天这是他和他的夫人就是土西拉一起来到，那保罗就继续的向他来讲论耶稣基督的道，那他继续，保罗继续把属灵的方面提出来。
And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled, he became frightened when he heard of the gospel, and answered, "Go thy way for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee again." Send him back into house arrest, but with freedom to receive visitors.
保罗就向腓力士来讲关于公义节制和将来的审判，那保罗是向他来传讲福音，那腓力士他听到了他甚惧怕，他就说你暂且去吧，等我得便再叫你来他就是把保罗再次的软禁起来不过让他能够接见他那些来造访的人。
Verse 26 revealed to us the true reason why Felix put Paul under house arrest.
那26节就让我们看到腓力士为什么会把保罗给软禁起来那真正的原因。
He put him under house arrest, allow him to have visitors, and then a few days later, brought his wife, a Jewess, hoping the Apostle Paul would do what many people did in those days.
那他把保罗给软禁起来让他能够接近就是接待那些来造访他的人，然后在当他自己的妻子来到的时候，他就把就是去跟保罗来见面，那他是希望保罗能够做其他人所做的事。
Felix wanted money.
腓力士他要的是钱财。
Look at verse 26.
我们看26节。
He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he should lose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. So he kept on asking Paul to come, hoping Paul would give him some bribery money to get out of prison.
26节他这里说腓力士他就指望保罗送他银钱，所以屡次的叫他来和他谈论他一直的叫保罗再一而再再而三的来，那他是希望说保罗能够给他一些贿赂的钱财，好叫他能够释放保罗。
Do you think the Apostle Paul did not know that Felix actually wanted money?
你认为保罗不知道说腓力士他要的是钱财吗？
Remember, Paul was once a very famous persecutor of Christians.
我们要记得保罗曾经是那出了名的逼迫基督徒的人。
I'm sure he knew the corrupt nature of these powerful men like Felix.
我相信我深信他知道这些长有权柄的人像腓力士这样的人是有何等的腐败。
Paul was very, very determined to keep on declaring the spiritual Christ Jesus himself.
保罗是定义要来谈论那属灵的方面，就是传讲耶稣基督本身。
He kept on hoping and hoping that Paul would give him some money to get out of prison.
腓力斯却一再的在期盼着保罗能够给他一些钱财，让好叫他能够释放保罗。
How long did this last?
那这为期多久呢？
From a few days to 2 years.
就是不只是几天啊，就是维持了2年之久。
The Apostle Paul could have become very tired.
使徒保罗是有可能会因着这样而感到疲惫的。
Get some of his friends to give him some money and pay Felix so that he can be a free man.
如果他感到厌倦，他大可以就是叫他的朋友给他一些钱，那他就把他给腓力斯，他就可以成为自由人了。
This temptation to go the way of carnality lasted 2 long years.
这样的一个试探就是让就是这样的一个要走着属肉体的途径的试探为期将近就是2年。
To stay spiritually focused for a few months, possible, but for 2 long years, tough.
那要就是专注在属灵的方面几个月的时间是可能的。那要这样的持续2年是非常困难。
Because it is very, very tiring.And he can wear us down.
因为这是会使到人感到很疲惫的。
Time and time again, you stand before Felix, you share the gospel, he doesn't care, send you back to prison. And then a few days later, come before him, you share the gospel, he's not interested, send you back to prison. All he wanted is money, he doesn't want your gospel.
一而再而三的腓力斯把你招去你跟他传讲福音，他没有兴趣，他又把你软禁起来，那又再过一个时候又把你招出来你向他传福音，他又不接受他根本没有兴趣，那他又把你关起来，那这是很会使人感到很疲惫的。
When we become tired of spiritually fighting God's battle, the tendency is to give up, compromise.
当我们就是为真理来抗战的时候，当我们感到疲惫的时候我们就有这样的一个倾向，说放弃了，就妥协下来了。
But you must remain steadfast, unmovable.
你应当就是要坚固不摇动站立的稳。
And so Festus was now replaced by, sorry, Felix was now replaced by Festus.
那因此这时候腓力斯就被这腓斯都来取代了。
But he wanted the Sanhedrin council leaders to think well of him. He allowed Paul to remain in prison.
而他却要这犹太公会欣赏自己，那他就把保罗继续留在监牢里。
We must maintain our righteous defense even in the midst of corrupt officials.
那我们必须持守那样的一个公义的见证那即使是在腐败的这些官员的监管底下。
Know that the enemies will tell lies.
我们当知道说敌人肯定会撒谎。
They will distort and cover up the truth.
他们会扭曲甚至是掩盖事实。
But in your defense, you must clarify the falsehood.
那在你的的辩护里你必须指出那虚假那错误。
Then you remember your focus is to declare Christ, the spiritual, not yourself. Your purpose is not to get out of prison. Your purpose is to promote Christ.
然后你要记得，你当专注于那属灵的方面就是要来传讲基督，传讲福音你的用意不是要来离开监狱，而是要继续为基督来做见证。
Carnal solutions will be very tempting, but you must not succumb. You must ignore the carnal ways.
那属肉体的途径是很有吸引力的不过我们必须抗拒这些属肉体的途径，而是就是继续行走那属灵的道路。
Remember how the Apostle Paul defended righteously, so that when it is our turn, we must follow his example.
让我们看到说保罗是怎么样的就是正义的来辩护。那好叫我们当我们面对类似的情形的时候，我们也能够效法。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
Grant us the wisdom, O Lord, and the courage to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主赐给我们有这样的一个智慧，也有这样的一个勇气，来站立起来，来为耶稣基督来见证。
We thank thee, O Lord, that you have not called us only to believe in Christ, but also to suffer for Jesus' sake.
主，我们感谢你，你不单是呼召我们来相信耶稣基督，你也愿意我们来为这福音来就是受苦。
We thank thee, O God, for the testimony of the Apostle Paul in Acts 24.
主，我们为这使徒保罗在使徒行传第24章的这见证来感谢你。
Grant to us the wisdom that we need when it is our turn to defendThe ministry of the Word of God in our lives.
求主赐给我们智慧当轮到我们来为这我们的为这我们服事为这福音来抗辩的时候，赐给我们智慧来做。
Help us to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know.Our labor is not in vain in the Lord.
求主帮助我们，让我们坚固不摇动，让我们常常竭力多做主工，因为我们知道我们在主里的劳苦是不是徒然的。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.